The Hutu militants who have controlled the refugee camps on Rwanda's eastern border with Tanzania were responsible for the 1994 genocide in Rwanda. They belong to the same groups which until recently controlled the refugee camps on Rwanda's western border in Zaire. Those are the camps which were emptied last month after attacks by Zairean rebels. Until 2 months ago, not much had been heard about the rebels in Zaire. Then they launched their uprising against the government of President Mobutu Sese Seko. Now they control roughly 300 miles of territory. From Zaire's capital, Kinshasa, NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports on the rebel movement.
Across this city, phone calls to rebel-occupied border towns have produced a vague picture of life under the guerrillas, and many Zaireans like what they hear. Faraway relatives say the new rulers have broken into banks and distributed salaries to long unpaid civil servants. They say the rebels are highly disciplined, and unlike Zaire's own corrupt state army, they instill a sense of calm and security. Jean-Baptiste Sonji, a longtime dissident under the current regime, says the rebels are building an impressive case for support, not just among Zaireans, but also foreign diplomats.
L'État zaïrois, en tant que structure, organisation, n'existe pas.
Zaire, in terms of a functioning state, doesn't really exist, Sonji says. If these people come with the spirit of putting things in order and reconstructing the country, it's what everyone's asking for. The rebels' leader, Laurent Kabila, has opposed President Mobutu for decades. In 1965, Kabila joined legendary guerrilla leader Che Guevara in a failed uprising against Mobutu. More recently, Kabila's been out of sight, smuggling gold and diamonds. Now, he says, his new group is an alliance of four political parties and several ethnic groups. Many in it come from the southern provinces of Shaba and Kasai, both regions with a long list of grievances against the central government and a strong rebellious streak. Shaba fought a war of secession just after independence. In 1990, a crackdown on student demonstrators there hardened anti-government sentiment. In Shaba and elsewhere, Kabila and his guerrillas have found much popular support, but the possibility that the nation could break apart has led many Zaireans to denounce them.
Le prend le pouvoir par la violence. Il a violé la Constitution.
Kabila has taken power by violence, says Malonga Mungundingani, an opposition politician. He's a traitor, he says, and should be punished. Zaire's government, too, insists it will not negotiate with the armed group. It points to Rwandan military support for the rebels during their early strikes and contends that Kabila is a pawn, working in the interests of Rwanda's Tutsi-led government. Many in Kabila's force are Tutsi, yet neither Kabila nor his other top leaders are. As long as Zaire's inept army remains unable to retake its lost land, the rebels may keep the upper hand. Yet they may have also already run into their biggest obstacle. The group is thought to include just a few thousand troops, without many more. Reaching the capital, Kinshasa, 1,000 miles to the west, is nothing but a pipe dream, and the group may get no further than the border territory it now holds. But that's enough, according to anti-Mobutu activist Jean-Baptiste Sonji.
Moi, je pense que ce que Kabila fait, c'est un message qu'il a lancé au peuple zaïrois.
Sonji says rebel leader Kabila is giving frustrated Zaireans a clear message that the possibility for change exists. Now, he says, it's up to the rest of the country to take what Kabila has done and figure out how to go further. I'm Jennifer Ludden in Kinshasa.